We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to Eye on Houston, Houston's community affairs program reflecting the concerns, needs, and events of our greater Houston communities.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We know how important safety is. We know also that unfortunately, due to the pandemic and so many other factors, we've seen crime increase. We do know that we are Houston strong. We are a resilient city, and together we can make Houston safe for all. Joining us today is the newest Houston Police Chief, Troy Finner. I had the pleasure of working with him over the years in the Houston Police Department, and most recently joining his family as he was welcomed by our mayor as our new police chief. So let's welcome Chief Finner. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Doc. It's a pleasure. And thank you for the great work that you do in Houston and not only in Houston, around our entire region. Thank you so much for the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. What a great organization. And we're going to need everyone to help us out fighting this crime and get our city back to where it needs to be. So thank you so much for the relationship.
Absolutely. And as someone who also attended HISD schools over at Madison, I was at Austin High School. We love this city. And I think that Absolutely. Certainly puts us in a position to reach out to communities, as you have discussed when you and I recently met with Chief Peña, and the importance of helping reduce crime, working with the community. So talk to us a little bit about that transparency and what it means for you.
We need to be touching. If we're going to touch crime, we need to touch all communities. The Hispanic community is a community I have great, great respect for. But let's be honest, we're an immigrant city. Okay. And we need to touch everybody. So anybody that's in our city, documented or undocumented, if they witness a crime and if they are the victim of a crime, we need them to come forward. So how do you get there? You have to let people know that they can trust us. We're not concerned about anything else other than them reporting crime and them working with us. And you know, so we can make sure that they're safe.
Yes, but unfortunately, so many people don't report crimes. And we know, especially during this pandemic, the Houston Area Women's Center had an increase in terms of volumes of calls of women who were suffering under domestic violence. There's still this fear to report a crime, especially for those perhaps who are undocumented, but in our city. How can we instill Right. this confidence and rebuild these bridges between the community and the police department?
We really have to look out for our neighbors. You know, what COVID did, it pulled people away from social agencies. It pulled you away from your job. And if you were in an abusive situation, it made it worse because there's no escape. So you have to look out for your neighbors and police officers. As we're riding our beats in our districts, we got to get out of our vehicles and touch the community, touch those hearts, walk those apartment complexes, walk those neighborhoods. Well, people can feel safe. It's not a good time when there's a protest or something else is going on and at a crime scene to build those relationships. We've got to use our peacetime and every contact that we have with citizens to make it positive so they can trust us. We hold ourselves accountable, and we need to hold officers accountable who give us a bad name.
Help us understand how Houston can continue to move the ball forward, especially in light of some upcoming announcements in other parts of the country that may not be the type of announcement that most people want to hear.
But we got to do everything in our power to make sure that we're training and we're looking at every incident critical. But another big thing with the public, there has to be transparency. They have to trust us. And the mayor and I have sat down and we've talked about releasing our body-worn camera policy. I'm not going to go into details right now because we're still working, but you'll see us releasing that. And that's going to be a huge hit, because if you don't trust the police and you don't believe that they're being transparent, it's not going to make things better. And you got to look at the officers who do get out here and do just something that's just totally egregious, and somebody dies because that are seriously injured. They trump over our policies, our procedures, and our tactics. You know what? It's really not a place for those officers within our agency.
Well, and this is so very important to hear you talk about this. I know I served on the mayor's police reform committee, and one of the main things that came up was the utilization of these cameras to provide, again, that transparency and establish trust. Yes. We're moving in the right direction, and I know this city wants to be safe, and we want to reduce crime, and we want to encourage people to report crime. So we all must do our part, and certainly we're moving in the right direction. So many of us here in this city are a part of these conversations, and we know fundamental to all of this is an investment to so many of the nonprofit and social service entities that are needed, because this is not a solution that's going to come just simply from police training and from the police department. We need all the social service agencies, mental health agencies to be able to step in and resource Absolutely. Some of these needs.
Crime is not just a police problem. It's a social illness, a social issue. And everybody needs to step up. As you open back up, we have to double down on making sure that people that are suffering from mental illness and suffering from things like anger, they're getting the help that they need. Everything that we've been faced with over the years, what did Houston do? Houston stood up and we took care of one another and we moved forward. We'll do the same thing. I'm confident.
Absolutely. We're Houston Strong, and we welcome you into your new role. And please know that there are many, many people in the city who are standing at your side, ready to help bring Houston back to the place it should be in, keeping us all safe, healthy, and protected. Thanks for all you do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.